many cooks.
Too 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 many cooks.
Face these streets without you.
A dash of prime to add some spice.
This city's like a pressure cooker turned up to high. A helping of freedom and resist the forces of evil.
Of salt and laughter too.
A scoop of kids to add the spice.
A dash of love to make it nice. And you got
too many cooks.
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 Good afternoon, everybody. It's not afternoon yet, is it?
Not yet. Not
See,
by
really,
my book.
Really wishful thinking, for sure, on my part. It's WMFO, 9:03 in the morning. How you doing, everybody? It is Mike on the mic today until 11 a.m. And I do have my guest with me, Bob Angel.
Good morning.
How are you, Mr. Angel?
I am great. What a beautiful day we got.
I know.
What a beautiful
day.
We got locked out.
I know.
I know, and I think I picked a couple of perfect songs to start the day because it's so nice out as well.
And you got to walk here, too.
Oh, see, it was perfect. It couldn't have gotten better this morning.
I know, absolutely not. Okay, so in the first hour, it's going to be me and Bob in a bunch of freeform. And in the second hour, we do have the second appearance of and yet another Mike live from New York. It's Mike Esposito. And this time, he's featuring a bunch of blues songs that you definitely don't want to miss. Mike's a radio vet. He had a show for 8 years on Live 365, and his music and commentary are not to be missed. So that'll start a little bit after 10 a.m. today.
Sounds good to me.
You gonna stick around, Barb? Or are you gonna take off?
No, I'll be here.
I'm gonna
stick around and listen to this whole thing.
All right. So
I'm usually running on a treadmill when I'm listening to you. Can you picture that?
I'm trying not to.
It's so this is 91.5 WMFO.
It is.
It's real.
It is.
It's not a mirage.
No, it's not. So you just led into the first song, didn't you?
Oh, I did.
Tell us about this one.
It's Jean-Luc Ponty. He's just one of my favorites of all time. I wish we'd hear more from him. But let's go back to the 70s, shall we, with a mirage.
You got it. This is WMFO in Medford.
Thank you.
second brightest day. Across my heart, there is no other way. Give me tomorrow, and I'll give you today. In the end, there is no other way. Now we are like two roads that lead to the same place. Won't leave a trace.
There is no other way. There is no other way. like a rolling stone. No easy riding for sure. Too many shoes I tried that don't fit. Too many flies flying around this bullshit. Too many cooks, too much bitch. I can't take it. I'm thinking back, so many faces. My heart, my love's turning pages. But I can't go back to all your places. My life's moving on, turning pages. Na 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 na. My bones are tired, spent the night pacing the floor. Sure got trouble in mind. I got to check out, get out of the sad hotel.
Sail on, sail on, sail on.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, right here in Medford, 924 on a beautiful Saturday morning here in the Boston area. Just blue skies, beautiful little, I'm looking out the window, right, Bob, right behind you? Beautiful blue sky, the trees almost cut out.
I can tell from the eyes in the back of my head that it's really nice out there.
TMI.
Can we go over our set list? Because that was excellent.
Absolutely.
I loved it. What a perfect spring morning set. Sail on Sailor from the Beach Boys. Before that, you have the list in front of you.
I do. We just ended it with Sail on Sailor. Yeah, the Beach Boys. Just a really happy summer, or looking forward to summer song in this case. And before that, we had Peter Wolf.
Yep. Right, Turning Pages, and a record that should have been a huge hit. He has a brand new one that I guess Mike has been playing a little bit of. I haven't heard it yet myself. I can't wait to listen to that. Cake.
Yeah.
Before that,
I Want to Love You Madly.
And Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, brand new album. Well, not when you say brand new these days, I don't know what you say, because it's been out for 6 months probably. And we heard the song called Shine. Do you have the album title up there?
I Call It What It Is.
That's it. Excellent. It's an excellent album from Ben Harper, as he always does. Another one of those artists that just works incessantly, you know.
That's a big word.
He does. He'll just work with anybody. And he just puts out records with different bands, and, you know, he'll team up with somebody else to put out, a bluesy or a bluegrassy record, you know.
Absolutely. And then started the set off with Jean-Luc Ponty and Mirage.
Yeah.
Really nice start there.
Yeah. I heard that the other day and I said, oh, that's just a perfect start for a radio show when you don't do one very often.
So you're a radio guy, right? Tell us about what your history of radio and your love and fascination with it.
I started in 1975 in college radio.
I was alive.
At the University of Miami. I was 18 when I remember the flop sweats, uncontrollable flop sweats. But this is when Boston first came out. Boston was an alternative band during my first radio show on college radio. And then I went from there to Charleston, South Carolina, 3WZ, which is now a hip-hop station.
Of course. What else would it be?
I know. It's like COZ here is now a hip-hop station.
The good old days.
And most of my time in Portland, Maine, though, at WBLM and WMGX. And I had a nice little stint as music director at WCLZ. I would have stayed there for the rest of my life until Bill Clinton ruined radio. We probably don't want to get into that.
Corporate conglomeration.
Yes.
Yeah.
Nasty.
All right.
But, you know, I started because of WBCN. It was Charles, and it was certainly Mark Parento.
Yeah, same here. When I was in college, I was in the listener line, and Mark was the first guy that I answered the phone for.
No kidding.
No kidding.
How did he treat you?
Well, I was kind of a plump, fat college student.
Right.
So not too well.
He is. I've had different experiences with Mark.
Yeah, I mean, you get to know him after a while, you know?
Right. There was this one incident. I was at a radio station in Portsmouth, WHEB. It's still a great rock station up there.
Yeah.
And we had a promotion. We had a band coming in. I can't even remember what the band was. It was at the Hampton, you know, casino. And at the last minute, because this record started to sell, you know, the big boys at BCN decided that they were going to present it instead of us. They took away our box and everything, but they would allow us to come up and sit in the box for a while.
Ah.
And Mark was just very rude to all of us.
Everybody has a Parento story.
I know.
You know, and one of those, rude one.
I know, and he did that sometimes. But there are other times I met him, he was absolutely fine in other surroundings.
Same. Here's my rude Mark Parento story. We used to, BCN, when I was there as an intern, used to do an awful lot of live broadcasts, like from the clubs on Lansdowne Street. And I think at that point it was they were having one of those lunchtime concerts.
Oh, I love those.
At Spit.
Yeah,
so there was a huge line, huge line for the big, for the free hot dogs and stuff. And remember, I knew Mark, and he knew me.
Right.
So I went there with a friend, and you know, a long line, and I sort of waved to him, and he waved back, and you know, he didn't bring me up or anything, and I just waved for him again, and I went up and said, "Hey, Mark, how you doing?" And we just thought we'd come in, and he goes, "Hey, well, you can get back to the line like everybody else."
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Mark.
Batum.
Yeah.
But we're talking about Mark because, unfortunately, Mark's health has taken a turn for the worst, we understand.
Yeah. If those who have read a very cryptic post from Charles Laquadera, that, you know, those of us who knew what had been going on with him knew that immediately that's who he was talking mm-hmm. about. He'd been suffering. And the last time I saw him actually was at a Carter Island book signing, and he looked horrible.
Yeah.
His voice was great, though.
Yeah, always.
He did. Somebody in that Charles post posted an interview that Mark did just 2 years ago, and his voice sounded great. I mean, he loved talking the technological side of radio, and he knew nothing about it.
Wow.
So it made it kind of interesting.
He was just all about enjoying the moment and just having fun, and he certainly did. And certainly listening to him was great.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to play a couple of examples.
I am looking forward to this like you wouldn't believe. And you're going to have to point them out to me on YouTube. Because I worship the ground. I worship the mic that Mark Perrino spoke into.
Well, some of these I just got from the engineering group over at BCN. They have a lot of stuff that they gave out and stuff.
But, yeah.
So this is just a couple things.
Awesome.
I'm not going to talk too much about them. The first one is an air check tape that was put together by BCN Production. Just a whole bunch of Mark and the kind of things he did. It's hilarious. Then we have a BCN interview that Mark did with Sam Kinison.
Which is
gold.
It
gold.
Can't be anything but classic.
Nope. Yeah. And then my friend John Mullaney, who is a longtime audio engineer, spent a lot of years at BCN doing live production, gave me three live recordings that were broadcast on BCN Air. So this will be a nice five-song set.
Awesome. Let's do that.
All right. So first one here, a little tribute to Mark Perrino here on WMFO.
Magic Dick and Jay Giles, formerly the Jay Giles Band, are now Blues Time. That's their hit song off their new album, I Gotta Find My Baby.
No is a Rock.
Which, was that written by Ray Charles? Full moon happening out there now.
Mark.
Make you a lunatic. That's where the word lunatic comes from. Like Luna, the moon, lunatic.
No, science.
Would be affected by the gravitational doodah.
All right, like I say, we're looking for a collie. It's in the Chelmsford area up there.
Mark.
And it's a collie that looks like Lassie.
Is compassionate.
What else would a friggin' collie look like?
Mark is Mike Parento. Weekday afternoons beginning at 3, only on the station that gives you classic rock, modern rock, at Mark. 104.1 WBCN Boston.
If you're an Aerosmith fan, stay tuned. We have the new song, Blind Man, which I've been telling you about. Which I think is about whacking off.
A young Joe Walsh, back when he still made sense when he talked. It's a Funk 49 from the James Gang. They were from Cleveland, Ohio. Midwestern boys, you know.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, time for a visit with Dr. Rick Herman. Yes, our WBCN staff physician. Hello, Dr. Rick. How are you?
Fine.
Welcome to the radio show once again. Every year, Dr. Rick comes by and gives us our flu shot, and this year is no different. And Mark's going to get his flu shot. This is great radio because you can almost picture the little needle going right into the fleshy part of my upper arm here.
Wow.
How big a hypodermic? Just seeing it, I'm getting
a small needle.
Ouch! It's,
we haven't done it.
Oh, I haven't. I'm sorry. Okay, well, we're out of music. Here we go. My assistant here. Takes. How many people does it take to give Mark a flu shot? Oh, that was the real thing. You lied. Hold on, let me start the music again. Perfect. All right. It's done. I am now protected against the flu and vampire attacks for the next, 3-4 years? Dr. Rick Herman from the Brockton Hospital. Thank you very much, Dr. Rick. Always a pleasure. And if you're ever in Brockton and you're bleeding profusely from the forehead, drop in and tell them you heard about it here on WBCN.
Big hit this past summer here in New England area. All over the country, actually. They're from California. They're called Mazzy Star. She's the lead singer. She's Hope. And she's got hope in her soul. Or is that soap in her... Wait a minute, hold on. I could get... You know, I think before we go another step further, I think it's time to take a bong hit for you guys, okay? Here we go. Be careful now. Don't hurt yourself. If you get too much, you'll start coughing and you'll spill it. Okay, that's the beauty of this radio station. Uh-oh, careful now. Oh, jeez.
Oh,
see, I told you.
I got a mouthful of water.
Yeah, I know. And that stuff, bong water. Nothing worse than bong water. I don't think anything worse than bong water. Van Halen, a request for Dave and Waltham. Guns N' Roses, request for Chris in Wellesley. And Dave, if you get together with young Chris, the girl over in Wellesley, remember, when you take off her pants and blouse, dress up your trouser mouse. That's a little condom joke there. I thought I'd throw right in. Here's another one. If you really love her, wear a cover. How about this one? Don't make a mistake, muzzle your snake. Wait a minute. How about this one? Sex is cleaner when you package your wiener. Oh, I could go on, but I won't.
The Lone Ranger. lick me.
This is Sam Kinison, the Beast, and you're listening to the Rock of Boston, WBCN Boston!
Jesus.
Sam, where are you from?
I'm from hell! Somebody call the church, I walk among you! None of you are safe!
No, I'm from Peoria, Illinois.
No wonder. Screaming Sam Kinison.
Oh, yeah. That's it.
And then we saw you on the HBO Young Comedian special. Very funny.
Well, it took a couple marriages to get that kind of sense of humor, but we made it.
The Beast. Screaming Sam Kinison, who, geez, now your credits just go on and on. Just this past week with Harry Dean Stanton, Saturday Night Live, David Letterman show a bunch of times.
We found out where all the kids are on the milk cartons, Mark.
Where are the...
All the missing kids?
Yeah.
They're in Santa's village.
No.
Yeah, Santa kidnapped him. He's going, build another dollhouse, bastard!
Shut up! Build another dollhouse!
No.
Then one foggy Christmas Eve, Santa called to say, Satan, all my reindeer's sick, can I borrow some demons from hell? Answer, Brad! Answer! I'll destroy her!
So you're making big bucks now.
I'm starting to, but...
Just off the
I don't put anything in my name, because there's ex-wives out there that are just watching me, waiting for me to come into success, then go, I still have it on video. Do you remember when you did this? You know, so...
You were terrific in the movie.
I had to come here to the capital city of, of course, the World Series winners.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Red Sox are going to walk away with this.
Think so?
The Mets are going to beg to take their own life. They're going, oh, God, can we at least have the option of a death by honor? Do we have to live through the disgrace? Yes! Yes, you have to, Mets! Losers! Losers!
Of course, when you go to New York, what do you say?
I say...
Mets are going to win, right?
They don't let me talk in New York, man. They don't let me on the radio. You're the only guy that has the courage to do this.
Well, no, Charles had you on. I was in Disney
World. Well, yeah, but I mean, BCN, you know, they're nuts here.
Yeah, we are nuts. A little bit nuts.
I made stock money for that, but I got a bigger contract now.
Yeah. Well,
and a bigger other thing because of it. But, you know, we'll talk.
Bigger ego because of it. Your didn't get any bigger. I don't think it could get...
We can't say... Can we? Unless it's in reference to rock and roll, like Dick Clark.
Dick Clark or...
Dick and Jane, or
Dick,
well,
and
we can
Jane.
Say Dick, we can say
hey,
Dick.
Look, someone's down there, Jane.
See, you're the only one that does this. Where everybody else is afraid to do this. They're afraid to bring me on. They think I'm going to say the
I don't
word
know.
Or lose it.
You can say
she
can say
I like that. Yeah, if you can say sucks, you can say there's
sure,
no doubt
so.
About that.
Yeah, I would think so.
I know there's a lot of dicks out there listening to us right
there
now.
There are.
We're sharp enough to buy a ticket to the show that's already sold out.
Have you met my mother? This is my mother. That's Sam. Yeah. You met Aunt Helen from Huntington
I like
Beach.
Aunt Helen.
They're all here, and they're big fans of yours. I didn't know this about my
really?
Mother. I didn't know this about my mother, but I said, Sam Kinison, they went cuckoo. They said, we'll drive in. we'll drive in from Huntington Beach.
Now, that's class.
And Harry, it was either
now
you or Mary
class.
Hart. I'm not sure why they came.
Mary Hart.
Mary Hart.
Well, I'm here for Mary Hart, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just got in the car.
I want to use her hair like the bridle of a horse. Entertainment Tonight, this.
God, well, now listen, there's a lot of people saying that, a lot of radio stations, a lot of cities.
Yeah, they're not as cool as you, Mark. BCN, come on, who
you're
are we
right.
fooling
you're
here?
You're right, Sam.
Losers, losers! You wish he was here!
2 o'clock this afternoon, I vowed never to party again. And,
yeah, what happened?
So, well, this is day one. We'll see. We'll see what happens.
This is it.
This is day one.
Oh,
yeah.
I
it's
see.
Like the, you know,
so
the first
let me,
thing.
No,
it's one day at a time, and I haven't made it past one day yet. But
easy does it. One step at a time, fellas.
Yeah.
Now, so no booze, no cocaine, no marijuana, no Valiums, no cigarettes.
Well, I think one out of four isn't bad. And, you know, I'm going to look out for those lungs.
So, what have you been doing for fun?
I had that. I just buried my brother. That was a lot of fun.
I'm sorry to hear about that.
Yeah, oh, yeah, bring it up. Come on. Who wants to play?
Now I know you're.
Well,
right
yeah, you didn't have a lot of choice, you know.
Yeah.
There was some actually funny stuff that was going on. Like, you know, going through his stuff and you find half your clothes you haven't seen.
Oh,
you go, man, I really miss him. Hey, here's my shirt. Are you lucky you're dead, pal?
Oh, God.
Oh, are you looking for a bottom? Oh, there isn't a now, man. Not after this.
Oh,
this guy, God's playing this little game. Let's see how much he can take.
Oh, Sam.
Okay, come on, stack it up, pal. Stack it up. Stay away from Liberace, Kevin. Stay away from Liberace.
Oh,
he's
God.
Cute. He's cute.
I'm so
if
sorry.
If I could say
God.
Anything to him, it would be stay away from Liberace.
Oh,
your brother's a hunk. Oh. He's the hottest thing we've had up here. Oh, get away from him, Kevin.
Paulie Shore, a young hip comedian who has his own TV show and his own nightclub. And it's just, it's big. And Paulie, how are you? Grab a microphone. You're with us, babes. How are you?
With my headsets, buddy.
Jeez, he's not
talking. Talk to me about my headsets.
The name of the show should be Jaded, Paulie. Yeah, totally not, jaded, Paulie.
Not too friggin' pushy, kid. Have you met Oedipus? Have you met Sam Kennison?
Oedipus, right, and our old friend.
All right, okay. All right, fine. Hello, BCN, you're on the air.
Are you there?
Yes, we are. Hey, who's this?
Did you sleep with Jessica Hahn?
Yes, I did. Uh-huh. And it was an affair that should have lasted forever, but checkout time is two.
Was it good?
If you like making love to a garage.
Well, hello.
You dickhead!
Y'all what to do. Y'all know your part in this tune. Thank you for making it so simple. Well, I got a little change in my pockets going jingle-angle.
give you a ring, but each time we talk, I get the same old thing. Always no hooky, no kissy, till I get a wedding ring. My honey, my baby, you don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't give me no life. That's right. That's when she told me the story about free milk and the cow. And said, no hoodie, no kissy, till I get a wedding vow. My honey, my baby, you don't put my love upon no shelf. She said, don't hand me no life. Let it rock.
asleep, I start to creep. Through the shadows and the moonlight, I walk my beat. Better close your window tight, I might come in for a fight. Oh yeah. Get into places that nobody knows. I'm always around if you wanna meet. You can find me on almost every street. You always get me on the telephone. I'll even come to your home if you're ever alone.
WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio, 9:53 in the morning. Mike on the mic here, along with Bob Angel. What's going on, Bob?
Oh, man, that was something. Most of that was Mark Perino.
Yeah.
And just various things that he creates.
Some air check stuff.
Yeah. He's just what a voice. I mean, just he could read, you know, one of those guys you could say could read the phone book, which they don't have anymore.
I know, right?
and it would be fascinating. What a voice. I would listen to it forever. Mark, wherever you are, peaceful passage to you, I think, from all of us.
We're thinking good thoughts for
and
you.
And a couple of live cuts that were broadcast on BCN.
Thank you, John Mulaney. John Mulaney, a longtime audio engineer for WBCN and still in the business, Kiss 108 and a bunch of other stuff he does. He did a lot. He was in charge of all those great live broadcasts, too, John was.
Yeah.
So he gave me Jim Carroll, It's Too Late, a live BCN production, and Georgia Satellites, also a live BCN production, and also gave me the Kinks, the regular recording, as well. But it was really nice to hear that.
I could have done that.
We could have done that. But loved it. John, thank you so much. It was awesome.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's do this. You're going to do a PSA or something?
Yeah, we got a couple of songs before. In the 10 o'clock hour, our friend Mike Esposito, another Mike, is calling in live from New York. We're going to do some blues, seven awesome blues songs with some great commentary from Mike, and maybe some commentary from me and Bob, too. But before that, let's do a public service announcement. And on the other side of that, we'll come back with those things at WMFO.
I'm Sarah, and this is my story.
I'm Ellen, and this is my story.
One night, I was at a bar. I was having fun with my friends. I had one too many drinks. I got behind the wheel to go home.
I got a cab to go home.
All of a sudden, from out of nowhere, a squirrel ran across the road. It happened so quickly, I barely had time to react.
The cabbie barely had time to react.
I swerved.
The cab swerved.
I can't believe it. I hit a guy.
I cannot believe it. The cabbie just missed a guy.
I wish I took a cab.
Thank goodness I took a cab.
You have the choice to save a life. Don't drive buzzed. It's a decision you'll never regret. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
So with Mark Perino in mind, I have been thinking a lot about Mark this week. And I came across a couple of tunes that fit together really well. And to my mind, if you listen to lyrics, it kind of encapsulates, you know, good and evil, good bright side, dark side of humanity, and which certainly encapsulates Mark Perino. Nobody's here calling him a saint, but we love the man.
Can't do that about me or you either.
Right. And Tom Jones, yes, that Tom Jones put out an album a few years ago, just an absolutely fabulous album. He always does well. And this track is called Burning Hell. Tom Jones, 91.5 WMFO.
Okay.
We'll be right back. going down to the church house. Get down on my bended knee. Deacon Jones, pray for me. Deacon Jones, please pray for me. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven. No burning hell. No! I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? I'm going down to the crossroads with no devil. Will I make a deal? Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. Maybe there ain't no heaven, no burning hell. When I die, where will I go? Somebody tell me. Will somebody tell me? Somebody please tell me. Where will I go? Maybe there.